account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA. We've got sunshine ahead today. A few clouds this morning, but then it's going to burn off and we're going to have a beauty ahead. The high will be 24 inland right now. Right now it's 13 degrees.
Move 1035's What You Need to Know. Here's Aaron Davis.
More than 8,300 Hudson's Bay employees will be laid off Sunday when Canada's oldest company closes its doors for good. In a motion filed yesterday, Hudson's Bay stated it will terminate 8,347 people, or 89% of its employees, by June 1st, that Sunday, following the completion of its liquidation sale. An additional 800 employees will be let go around June 15th. Canadians will be able to see a rare event for the country's monarch. King Charles will formally open Parliament today by reading the speech from the throne in the Senate, which will set out the government's priorities. Prime Minister Carney has said his Liberal government's immediate focus will be on affordability measures, including passing a tax cut he promised during the recent federal election campaign. An Air Canada pilot vented his frustrations over air traffic controller shortages on a recent flight over the intercom. The pilot on a Vancouver-Montreal flight on Saturday vented, and it was recorded. In the message, he said the air traffic control sector, operated by private company Nav Canada, is understaffed, and sick calls mean there is often holdups and delays at the airports. And BC's Joffrey Parks is going to face another round of closures in June and August to allow for local First Nations to reconnect to their land and culture in private. The park will be closed between June 13th and 27th and between August 22nd and October 23rd to allow for spiritual and cultural activities like hunting, fishing, harvesting, and medicine.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
More rumors that Kelly Clarkson will be leaving her talk show, and now rumors as to who will be replacing her. That and more in What's Trending.
Plus, we have tickets for you to see Katy Perry at Rogers Arena in a suite. Your chance to call in and win next.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You
tickets to see Katy Perry in a suite.
Matt and Drew's Hot or Cold.
Katy Perry's Lifetime Tour coming to Vancouver July 22nd, and we want you there with us in a suite. So it's hot or cold. You get three questions, and you know, you use the questions to narrow it down, figure out who the famous person is, and then you get to make a guess. If you don't get it, then we move on to the next person.
We'll tell you if you're hot or cold with your questions. If you want to play and try to win your way into our suite for Katy Perry, July 22nd, let's start with caller 25 right now at 604-280-1035.
Where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You're Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream, girl.
Five.
I woke up from a dream about you. I kinda like to tell it came to.
Tickets to see Katy Perry in a suite at Rogers Arena on July 22nd. You just need to figure out who our mystery celebrity is here this morning. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
All right, Cindy, so you have three questions that you get to ask to try to narrow down who this famous person is. Okay. And then you make the guess.
Okay.
So it's a famous person. This person will have some sort of association with Katy Perry. So they know each other somehow.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Cindy, start guessing. What's your first question?
Is it a judge on American Idol?
Cold.
Is it a female?
Cold. You have one more question before you have to make a guess.
Was she married to?
Cold.
Was it an ex-husband?
Cold.
Okay, so not a judge on American Idol, not a woman, and not somebody she was married to.
That's right.
So what's your guess as to who our mystery celebrity is?
Is it Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest. Cold.
Cold.
Very cold.
Very good guess. Great guess, Cindy. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Let's move on to Chantel this morning. Hi, Chantel.
Hi.
Hi. So you get three questions as well. We'll tell you how, if you're hot or cold. Remember, not an American Idol judge. It is a man and not somebody she's been married to. So what is your first question here this morning?
My first question.
Let's go, Chantel.
You need questions.
Did they collaborate on a music together?
Hot.
Yes.
More questions.
Was it?
We need a question, Chantel. Need one in three.
Say something. Two.
Were they married with Kim Kardashian? The male.
No, they were not married to Kim. The person she collaborated with was not married to Kim Kardashian. So we need a third question.
Okay. Did that male singer date Jessica Simpson?
Cold.
I love it.
How we're doing. Yeah. So we know that they collaborated with.
Are Khalidi they a rapper?
No. Now you have to make a guess as to who the mystery celebrity is. You've had your three questions.
The mystery. Oh, okay.
So now you have to guess a person. You got mail and they collaborated.
So is it?
Is it Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg is correct!
Yay!
Yeah! Mystery celebrity is Snoop Dogg!
That was just my first guess, Snoop Dogg.
Was it your first guess? Because I was like, Where's the questions?
Yeah, right? I was like, one more question.
They collaborated on California Girls in 2010. So the remake, it was with Snoop Dogg. And so, Chantel, congratulations. You're going to be sitting in a box in a suite with us to see Katy Perry Lifetime's tour July 22nd.
And we'll have more tickets in our suite to give away all week just after 8 o'clock.
When you switch your phone plan to Bell, you can get Crave on Us with the hottest shows like the HBO original The Last of Us, which means you won't be the last of us to watch it. In fact, you'll be the first of us. And though you may be tempted to text out spoilers, you don't. Because with great streaming comes great responsibility.
Get Crave on Us with select phone plans when you bring your own phone. All on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I was always such a huge fan of rock and pop and anything other than country.
Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. An outrageous half-hour comedy with the heroes we need now more than ever. Canadian superheroes.
Canadian superheroes?
Yes, Canadian superheroes. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders.
You just pissed off the wrong maple tree.
And Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll.
Super Team Canada, new series, stream now. Only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
Parents and educators in Surrey see it every day. Chronic underfunding of public schools is making it harder for our kids to focus on learning, harder for teachers and EAs to deliver the supports we know our students need, and harder for every child to discover their full potential. It doesn't have to be this way. We need the BC government to fully fund Surrey's public schools. Add your voice at SurreyStudentsDeserveBetter.ca. A message from Surrey teachers, parents, and QP education workers.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet! Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
The CHL's ultimate prize is on the line as league champions clash with host Rimouski.
One of the hardest trophies to win in all of hockey.
The 105th Memorial Cup, May 23rd to June 1st on TSN.
It takes a team to deliver our health care. Right now, our team is playing shorthanded. Healthcare workers are exhausted, and that's when injuries happen, and when there are gaps in our care. Let's get behind our team and hire more workers with better pay and better working conditions so they don't get burned out. Supporting the team of people who deliver our healthcare, that's something we could all celebrate. A message from the Hospital Employees Union.
Ours is not an individual game. It's something we've built together. We battle as one. Rally as one.
Drops to Hughes. Across, they score!
And believe as one. Because when we stand behind this crest, we don't do it alone. We do it all together.
Canucks break up ice. Back for Garland, sure!
Join now at Canucks.com/membership.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back, you're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC real estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with 7 winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline this Friday.
Call 604-648-4376 or visit Heroes. heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Your Penticton trip must include a visit to Upper Bench, Canada's only winery and creamery under one roof. The patio is the perfect spot for award-winning wine paired with baked cheese dishes, cheese boards, and their famous authentic Neapolitan-style pizzas, all made with their own handcrafted cheese. Upper Bench uses 100% BC-grown grapes and is home to Canada's only wine and cheese club. For more info and to buy wine and cheese online, visit upperbench.ca.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
Attention Vancouver! Seasons Retirement Communities is now proudly serving you as Seasons Arbutus and Seasons Westbrook Village. Discover a thrilling environment where seniors can stay active, continue learning, and enjoy independence. Visit seasonsretirement.com to learn more today.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have still a crash, Knight Street Bridge, southbound, mid-span, down to one lane. In Burnaby, a crash, Highway 1 westbound at Kensington, left and center lane blocked there. Mr. Lube Plus Tires, the original no-appointment oil change, is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lube near you for quality maintenance and tire service. Weathers for Choices Market. Choices Market has been awarded Organic Retailer of the Year by the Canada Organic Trade Association. Thank you for trusting Choices with your organic shopping needs. We've got sunshine ahead today. A few clouds still burning off. The high will be 20. Right now, 13 degrees.
Rumors that Kelly Clarkson wants to leave her show, and now rumors as to who is the front runner to replace Kelly. We'll have that and more in What's Trending.
After music from Ava Max on Move.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens.
Is in Ottawa this morning.
What's trending?
And he is currently reading the speech from the throne.
Honorable senators, members of the House of Commons, it is with a deep sense of pride and pleasure that my wife and I join you here today as we witness Canadians coming together in a renewed sense of national pride, unity, and hope.
So the speech literally is continuing right now, laying out the government's plans for the foreseeable future. I think there's a lot of different things that people are going to be parsing the king's words for to see what messages are delivered today. But it is a very unique occasion. As I understand it, the last time this happened, when the monarchy was in the House of Commons to deliver, or in the Senate to deliver the speech from the throne, it was like back in the 70s, like 1977, I think, was the last time something like this happened. So this is an unusual, rare event, and lots of eyes on Ottawa this morning, listening to every word the king has to say.
And it's a beautiful scene, in my opinion. I mean, there's the king, there's all of our government, there's all the Indigenous leaders in full regalia. It's beautiful. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, it's definitely, it's sending a message, and that is the point, to have the king here, that we are a very separate country. There are some very key differences between us and the U.S. It is, you know, the speech is the throne speech. It's very different, right? But like, I'm like, it's very measured. There's not going to be a lot of jokes. There's not going to be.
No.
It's not like a TED Talk.
Charles not known for his stand-up.
No. Okay. There continue to be rumors that Kelly Clarkson wants out of her show. And now there is a rumor who her replacement will be, the front runner anyway, and that is Hoda Kotb.
You know what? I think I'm doing this like repotting thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you pull yourself up by the roots and you're kind of dangling and you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? What's happening? But you know, you're going to land kind of in fertile ground.
That is Hoda talking about leaving the Today Show months ago, and that was her on Jimmy Fallon. So she is considered a potential candidate. She actually taped an interview with Kelly last week. The episode has not hit the air yet, and it remains to be seen whether the rumors are going to be addressed at all. But so other sources are saying, like, listen, Hoda is coming on Kelly's show to talk about her wellness brand that she's launching, not to talk about replacing Kelly. And if she replaced Kelly, it actually even wouldn't be really a replacement. It would be a new show. It would just be, the time slot would be the same. It wouldn't be like just taking over a specific show, like when the Tonight Show changes hands. You know what I mean?
No, it wouldn't still be the Kelly Clarkson show with Hoda Kotb.
No.
It wouldn't be Hoda Kotb doing Kelly-oki.
No.
Or any of the other bits.
Yeah.
No. She would, the baton would be passed, and and I get it. Like, if Kelly does leave, she's a good pick. I think people, especially American viewers, seem to love Hoda Kotb, and stuff. So you could do a lot worse. She's great.
But it is very different, because Kelly has set that up as a different sort of experience. And I don't know if you guys saw an episode last week, I believe it was. It was with Lizzo and Kelly. And the Kelly-oki stuff is phenomenal.
It really is good.
Like, it's just, you know, so like Hoda Kotb is not doing that. But this is Kelly and Lizzo singing Lizzo's new song.
I don't need him, I need a drink.
The song is called Still Bad. It's just, I mean, the Lizzo version is fire. And then with Kelly on top of it, like, it's just, I want that version out right now. Like, it's really good. So I also feel bad for anybody that would be taking over that time slot, because there's an expectation, I think, a little bit now that it's going to be a party.
What's Justin Guarini up to?
Oh my God.
He's like, finally, it's my time.
My mansion.
20 years.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all I see. Missing the touch of your skin, I want it, babe. I'm on my knees. Feeling you touching me, baby, it's bittersweet. Yes, I want it bad, but I never thought your touch would make me bleed. All you do is talk, what you say. Wanna walk away, baby, wait. Sick of all the games, girl, you play. But baby, loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you ain't easy. Baby, you're what I crave, and I wouldn't wanna waste it. Late at night when I need more you, all damn night gonna need more you. Take me away. I said loving you ain't easy. What you're doing, it's just the same. You're
just need a little taste. Baby, that's all it takes. Loving the touch of your body, baby. Bring it over here. Loving it highest days. Loving until we hate. Pushing until we break out. Oh, your heart don't disappear. Loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you.
Is the Nat and Drew Show.
Today's best variety.
Move 1035.
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. Where is the most surprising random place that you ran into a celebrity? A woman has gone viral on TikTok for posting a photo of her parents. They're at a restaurant in Venice, Italy, and the photo is the moment that their parents realize that this person is sitting at a table by himself behind them.
The inbounds pass comes into Jordan. Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Eagle.
It's the shock on her parents' face. They're like, oh, should we turn around? And it's Michael Jordan just at a table by himself in Venice, Italy, with a cigar and on the phone.
Oh, it's awesome. Just there with a big stogie.
Yeah.
Just yapping on his fan, doing business.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael.
Doing business with a smoke. Got his sunglasses on, too. Just being a boss.
I'd be thrilled. Yeah, I'd be awesome. Thrilled to be in the same space as him.
And the idea is like, oh, I don't know what you say something. Like, it's so, I mean, you know, running into a celebrity in, you know, L.A. or running into a celebrity, like a sports guy. Like, if you yes. were at the height of the Bulls fame and you were in Chicago and you ran into Michael Jordan, sure. But the idea of just being somewhere around the world and there's just, you know.
It makes it even more random. Like, yeah. I know somebody who ran into Bruce Springsteen by a pool in Italy.
Yeah.
Like you don't expect that. But even when you think, like, there are big famous people in Vancouver all the time.
Yes.
Filming stuff. And how often do you run into them?
Mm-hmm.
Almost never.
Mm-hmm.
So I think even if you ran into somebody who, in a city like Vancouver, where there's a lot of production, you would be surprised. You wouldn't necessarily expect. I love this message that we got from Crystal. I helped Ryan Reynolds when I was working at the Richmond IKEA, and he was shopping with his mom.
Aww.
Like, yeah, he's from here, and he's made movies
here.
You're working at IKEA. You still don't expect Ryan Reynolds to rock up with his mom to buy a Billy bookshelf.
Well, no, and that's also, it's so interesting because obviously knowing that it's Ryan Reynolds and he's really famous and then he's buying, you just assume that he's going to have a $50,000 couch and at least his mother would have a $20,000 couch, not a couch from, like, no offense, no. Obviously to IKEA, but it's a regular people store.
It's she still likes to make sensible decisions.
She likes what she likes.
We got this message from Trace saying that this is going back a long time. I ran into Pierre Elliott Trudeau in an elevator and I was really embarrassed. Later that evening, I went to the wrong suite in the hotel and I went to the door and he answered it. It was like, I don't know how she knocked on the door, I guess. And it was Pierre Elliott Trudeau opening the door, which
wow.
is so random. And he's like, you again. Like, also, where's the security?
Yeah.
The random encounters can happen a lot in elevators. I've told the story before, but I ran into Ray Romano in an elevator again in L.A. And yes, he's an actor and I'm in L.A., but that doesn't mean I'm expecting to run into Ray Romano in an elevator my hotel.
Yeah.
It was weird, but he held the elevator for me. These encounters can happen in weird and unexpected places.
How many floors did you share with Ray Romano? Do you remember?
It would have been at least, it wasn't like a high rise hotel. I think there was probably max. It was a hotel down on the beach in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was max 6 floors. So, not very long. Okay. Not very long.
You didn't feel like obligated to say a few things like a joke?
Well, the whole time, the whole ride is like, what do I say to Ray Romano?
Exactly.
What do I say to Ray Romano? And then boom, the elevator ride is over.
Ray, come back. I have it. I know something now. I've got a good bit.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
It's got a message from Brian. One of my weirdest was Ron Jeremy at
God.
Disneyland.
Oh, God.
Which is the...
Yeah.
And it's like, if you know, you know. 604-280-1035. Or you can text 103535. The random spot that you ran into a celebrity.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
This May, iHeartRadio celebrates Asian Heritage Month. Discover powerful stories, vibrant cultures, and unforgettable music. Kiss me. From inspiring podcasts to playlists that span East, South, Southeast, and West Asian artists, we're honoring the voices shaping our world. Listen now on the free iHeartRadio app.
Baby, let me see it.
And at iHeartRadio.ca.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back. You're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. The new season streams June 3rd. Subscribe at crave.ca. Crave, proudly Canadian.
Your sneakers are staring directly at you. You try to look away, but you can't. You're lace to face. They're saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, and your six-pack won't be either. But you've got to start somewhere. Stop staring. Put us on. Take that first step, or lunge, or squat. Start small. Start somewhere. Join for $7.99 every 2 weeks at fitforless.ca and experience fitness simplified. Some conditions apply. Fit for less. Everybody happy.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced, very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for the King of Floors. Join Move 103.5 and me on location this Saturday from 11 to 3 for the massive anniversary sale. King of Floors, Highway 10 in Surrey. Love to see you on Saturday. All right, we've got a couple of problems. We still have that situation in Burnaby. It's a crash Highway 1 westbound at Kensington, right lane. We have a crash in Surrey Highway 15, southbound south of Fraser Highway, and a crash in Vancouver Broadway westbound before Kingsway. We have cleared the accident off the Knight Street Bridge, but still a little extra volume there northbound. Traffic is brought to you by Scotiabank. Grow your savings while you do life with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and enjoy a competitive interest rate. Visit Scotiabank.com/MPSA. Weather for Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $10 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. We've got a few clouds out there, but then sunshine for the rest of the day. Beautiful. The high will be about 20 at the water, 24 inland. Right now, 13 degrees.
Move 103.5.
Thank you for joining us this morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. We are talking about running into famous people where you don't expect to see them. There's a photo that has gone viral on TikTok. It is a woman that's taken a shot of her parents. They're in Italy at a little small restaurant in Venice. And it's the moment her parents realize that Michael Jordan, superstar Michael Jordan, is sitting behind them at a table, just solo, smoking a cigar, talking on the phone.
It's such a funny picture. You should check it out on our Facebook or Instagram pages. It really is such a funny, charming picture. I do love it. Where did you run a surprising place where you ran into someone famous? Roz, for you, it was in an elevator. Who did you run into?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams in an elevator.
We've had a few people comment about running into Robin Williams, and every single person that has commented said that it was just such an incredible experience because he was just such a gem of a human being. Roz, tell us about yours.
Well, we were coming back from an evening out. My friend lives up in Whitehorse, and she comes down every once in a while. And we get a hotel room and just hang out and do the seawall and whatnot. And then we are going up the elevator. Now, this is a few years ago, probably about 15 years ago. And I'm just bonkers at the time because my meds have run out and I'm ADHD. So I'm like off the charts, crazy. And, so he just sort of like, I don't know, I was making weird noises and like second floor, toy store, you know, just doing just crazy things, whatever. I don't know.
No, nope, you are kind of drunk. Yeah, we can relate. Go ahead.
And and then he just matched my energy, and it was just a great time for, I think, what, the 8 to 10 floors that we were going up. So
amazing.
So cool. Sweet.
Very sweet.
So kind.
Yeah,
so
amazing. Kind. What an amazing.
I get you.
Roz, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. We appreciate it. The elevator is a very common place. Text message here from Natasha who said she and her sister-in-law met Vince Vaughn in an elevator in Las Vegas. Apparently, Natasha's sister-in-law struck up a conversation with Vince about the advantages of being tall.
Vince,
just, you know,
didn't know what else to say.
The things
you're
the
tall
things you chat about,
what's that like?
The things you chat about for the 20 seconds that you're sharing an elevator with somebody.
I got a message here from Stephanie saying that my kids' daycare, 3 to 5 year olds, that's the age of the kids, took a field trip to Granville Island, and then staff shared a photo of the group later that day, and there standing in the middle of the kids with a giant smile on his face was Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Sure, the kids had no idea. The parents were super impressed.
A message from Laura said she bumped shoulders with Justin Timberlake while walking on the street in Hawaii in Waikiki while he was still in NSYNC. So early days of Justin Timberlake there. Patty, who did you run into?
I didn't run into anybody, but my husband came home from a trip and he said, "Do you know what the Black Eyed Peas is?" And I said, "Well, do you mean the Black Eyed Peas, the band?" And he said, "Yeah, I guess. I sat next to Stacey Ferguson." And my husband would not have had a clue.
He sat next to Fergie.
Yeah, and they had quite the conversation.
So he's talking to Fergie, and he's like, "So what do you do?"
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Well, and the fact that he knew her name was Stacy.
Yes.
Like, the world knew her, certainly at the time, as Fergie.
Yeah.
So he's chatting her up on the airplane, and she must have introduced herself as Stacy, which is also quite charming, I think. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was one of those moments.
I bet she loved that, to be able to have a conversation with somebody on an airplane where she was just Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been probably a pretty cool moment for her, too.
As long as he didn't talk too much. Like, he's one of those people that's just like, oh my gosh, like the entire 4 hours we're chatting.
Thank you, Patty. Here's The Weeknd. Move 103.5. Good morning.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Melted lies cover the open road. I'll be making, cause I've been chasing another. I can't wait to see your face cry.
The $1,000 minute on the way at 9:35. The answer to question one to help you out is Banksy, the famous street artist Banksy. Good luck.
Jennifer Lopez's performance last night at the American Music Awards trending this morning. That plus the throwback throwdown in just a few moments too. First, it's Rihanna on Move 103.5.